A very good morning to you. David Sheehan with you here on Horizons. Today is the commemoration of all the faithful departed, and all across the diocese there are special masses and blessing of graves to remember those we have lost. Please check your parish newsletter to see the times and dates near you. On the show today, we speak to two young missionaries headed for South Sudan, and also about climate literacy. But first, Bishop Ray Brown, welcome to Horizons.
Good morning, David, and good morning to all tuned into Horizons this morning. I notice midterm has passed for the pupils back to school tomorrow. Hope it's been a nice week. Maybe the weather wasn't the best. Autumn was perfect up to last weekend, but that's life. Just to mention first on the Diocesan website, but there's two wonderful videos there. You know, the first is the one that we had for the season of creation. It was entitled Care for Nature, A Journey Around the Diocese of Kerry. It's on the front page there. It's a lovely thing to see. There's pieces from school, there's pieces from homes, pieces from churchyards. It's just to encourage people, if they haven't watched it yet, watch it. It speaks about what we can do for the environment, what we're trying to do, what we're doing. Some parishes are doing wonderful work at local level. So that's one video there. It's 25 minutes long, but it's a lovely watch. Everything in it is happening here in our own Diocese of Kerry. Alongside that then, we had, for October, Mission Month webinar. This year it was Father Sean Cremin. Actually, he's a native of around Mill Street there, and he's a priest with St. Patrick's Missionary Kilteagan. And you know, they moved their headquarters from Wicklow. They moved it to Kenya, to Nairobi, maybe 10, 15 years ago now. And Sean is on the leadership team. Actually, he's the one Irish person on the team. The other three or four are African priests for Kilteagan, because for the last 25 years or so, Kilteagan have recruited vocations wherever they've been missionaries, and with some success. And it's lovely to think that if the source of missionaries is drying up in Ireland, that there's a new source, and the tradition of St. Patrick, the tradition of Kilteagan continues. So it's a lovely thing to listen to Father Sean's talk.
Yeah, Father Sean did a great job on that webinar. I met him over the course of the night and he was a lovely fella. And Christina Scanlon was the host for that off the pastoral team. And she was also the host of the Care for Creation video that you're talking about on the website. So it's a great team effort, everybody coming together to produce fantastic content. And also last week on Horizons Bishop, we had Francis Rowland, who was talking about the new recruitment phase for lay pastoral leaders. And if people are interested in getting involved in their local parishes.
Yeah, just that. I'd say I'm sure many people have never watched the video on the website, and maybe now is a good time to start. They're two very good. One a talk, and the other, you know, a video, a documentary on, I'd say, what's happening for creation in the diocese. Yes, during the week we all received the new brochure for pastoral leadership. And just to think that change happens and we don't notice it, and it happens successfully. Just to think that we actually now have seven priests from abroad, five from Kenya, two from India, on loan to our diocese ministering among us. The five Kenyan priests are for parishes. The two from India are the Order of St. Camillus, an order founded for hospital chaplaincy and for going into emergencies where there's medical needs and where there's serious illness. You know, and one of them is already a full-time chaplain in UHK in the hospital here in Tralee, and the other will join the staff there next year. You know, and alongside that, in the Franciscans here in Killarney, there's a brother Benoit from Toga, I think it's Toga, in Africa. And equally too, it's a nursing home in Killorglin. It was run by an order of French sisters, and one of their sisters is still a nurse there, and she's from India. But just to be mindful of, and say, the international flavour of people in the church in a time when some people are very hard on the migrants into the country. Just to realise how many immigrants we have into the country whom we couldn't do without. You know, we need to keep a very balanced view of these things. Also, just to welcome Father Stephen, a priest from Poland, who joins us and who will be available to the Polish community in the diocese. He arrived in the last 3 weeks. He's settling in. And to see that in the context of the pastoral leaders, we have fewer and fewer priests. And our own priests that we have, close on 85%, are over 50 years of age, maybe many of them over 60. So we need these priests from abroad, but we also need to adjust to having the fullness of life in our diocese, the fullness of Christian life, handing on the faith, gathering for Mass, living Christian living, having the fullness of it, and at the same time with fewer priests. And that means lay leadership. It is just early in the year, wasn't it, that we had the commissioning of the first 25 pastoral leaders. Also, I almost forgot to mention, next Saturday in the cathedral, ceremony at 12 o'clock, we ordain 5 new deacons. Where once the work of the diocese was dominated by priests, now laity are very much involved, now deacons are involved. That's what pastoral leadership is about. We need more in each pastoral area, and hopefully especially any pastoral area that didn't have any lay leaders in the last set, that they'd have 2 or 3 in this set. That's the challenge we face. And I just say 2 things, you know, that we've adjusted hugely in the last 20 years. 20 years ago, how many parishes had secretaries? 20 years ago, how many parishes had at least 2 priests? We've adjusted to having less. The secretaries have made a difference. Others have made a difference. Let's be confident that in the next 3, 5, 10 years, we can equally adjust and have the fullness of parish life. It's a simple way of putting it that it will be different. Our situation will be different. But that's different doesn't mean better or worse. How well we do it, how united we are in doing it, will enable it to be better, will enable us to cope with the change and to be successful in the change. So just let's be confident. Let's be confident that we can cope with the changes that we face in the parish, in the diocese, in the years ahead. Mindful that it's happening everywhere throughout Ireland and in many other Western countries too. We're all on the same path.
Yeah, and if you're interested in becoming a lay pastoral leader, I believe the deadline is just under 3 weeks from when you're listening to this now. So contact francisroland@dioceofkerry.ie if you wanted to start that journey. Halloween took place, Bishop, just Friday past, and it's a time of sort of multiple meanings for multiple people.
Yeah, just to see it in terms of 3 meanings, that's very common. The first is that it's the end of the growing season in nature, the end of the harvest. In the recent weeks, in the last 6 weeks, the crops were gathered in, the grain harvest. Also fruits and vegetables. Traditionally, it's the season of digging the potatoes. And alongside that, what we eat is fish and chickens and cattle. But if you think of it, they too rely on nature for their food. Cattle have to be fed. Chickens have to be fed. There's grain involved there. Similarly with the fish, in their world, there's growth, there's a growing season. So in a sense, we really need to appreciate that everything we eat is because of growth, because of nature and the growing season. And harvest is saying the end of another successful growing season. In the olden days, there's food put by for the winter. Nowadays, it comes from all over the world and there's a summer all year round somewhere. That's the one aspect of it. So therefore, harvest thanksgiving, harvest appreciation. We don't take it for granted. Alongside that, there's a sense of Halloween as a dying season. Nature, everything that grows dies. It's wrong to think of that as dying because really it's almost going into a sleep to gather its energies, begin a new season of growth in spring. The seeds fall, the seeds are in the ground. The trees and the bushes come fresh, flowers come fresh again in the new year. So in a sense, this new growth, but it looks like a bit like dying. Even the sun, when you think over the next 6 weeks, you know, there'll be less and less daylight. The sun will be weaker. You can almost think, is the sun in trouble? But the sun comes back too. That's that harvest, that sense of the harvest and the sense too of dying, but dying to prepare for new life. Yeah, and the third thing is maybe what we can't avoid at the moment, which is last Friday night and all the dressing up of Halloween. Is it about witches and ghosts and horror movies and does Dracula still feature? To say, are we getting the balance right? Is it wrong if it's all about the witches and the ghosts and the horror movies and the pieces that are sold, the way houses are done up and people dress up? Should at least be 50-50 Thanksgiving and appreciation of nature and the harvest. Appreciating of our environment and to that sense of it's not death, it's kind of going into a slumber for new life, it's the cycle of life. So I just say, should it be 50-50 Halloween? And in that sense then, today is part of the 50-50 because today is Holy Souls Day. It's the 2nd November, it falls on a Sunday this year. You know how many people intend to visit the graves of loved ones this afternoon? The masses are Holy Souls, the other great task where people write out their list. And remember, yesterday was All Saints Day. And All Saints isn't the canonized saints. All Saints is a celebration of all in heaven. Our own loved ones who have died, who are in heaven, through the goodness of God, through the mercy of God. And All Saints says, have confidence that death is the door to new life. Have confidence death is not the end. And it's in that frame of mind, let's remember our loved ones who have died. Let's honor them. Let's appreciate them. Who would we be without them? But let's be confident that in God's mercy, they are alive with God, and that just as the oak tree comes alive in the spring, just as there'll be new growth next season, so equally, the human life cycle, that death is not the end, death is the door to new life. The spire in the cathedral at the very top is a cross, and the cross isn't about human suffering alone, it's that too. But ultimately, the cross is saying that our God has won a victory over death, for all of us. So just thinking along those lines. And a final thought connected to that. It's good for us to remember our loved ones who have died. It's good for us to refresh our conviction that death is the door to new life. And if it's good for us adults, then it's something too that we should share with the children and teenagers each year, doing out the list of those who have died. Involve the teenagers in it. They'll remember who's their relatives who have died. And equally, visiting the cemetery. You bring the children along. They too have to, each year, develop that sense of life from the cradle to the grave. Lately, I met a lady who lived to be 101, still alive. Other times you're saddened by the death of a child. But the cycle of life and the human cycle from the cradle to the grave, trusting in God. We worry that a higher number of teenagers seem to be unsettled and seem to have lost their sense of life's meaning and lost their sense of life is worth living. It's still a small group, but it's a lot bigger than it was. And maybe having more of All Saints and All Souls and remembering our loved ones who have died, maybe having more of that and maybe keeping in proportion all the traditions of Halloween now that take over for a few days.
It certainly does. It does take over indeed, Bishop. I understand you have two prayers to read on remembering our loved ones who have died on this day of All Souls.
Yes, and just for a moment to pause and to think of throughout the diocese, think of the sad deaths. Whatever age, you think of all the deaths, think of in the past year, but think beyond that too, and let's remember them. All our masses as well, they are for our loved ones who have died, trusting that they're safe, they're happy in God's hands. So just that, remembering that. And equally too, maybe November is a time when people who are finding grieving very hard, maybe November is a time when somehow they take a step forward, more light comes into their life again. You never forget your loved ones who have died, but we still can live life to the full as they live their lives to the full when they grieved over deceased parents and siblings or whatever. But just these two prayers, they're from the little memorial cards that you get that are printed when somebody dies. Just these two prayers. Just this one now, and it's a lady who died a number of years ago, age 96. This is on her card. There is no night without a dawning, no winter without a spring. And beyond death's dark horizon, our hearts once more will sing. For those who leave us for a while have only gone away out of a restless, careworn world. Into a brighter day. It's a lovely, hopeful piece and reflective. And this other one, which I suppose, I think it's from Cardinal Newman, Saint John Newman, and it's well known to many. O Lord, support us all the day long until the evening comes, shadows lengthen, and the busy world is hushed. The fever of life is over and our work is done. Then, Lord, in your mercy, give us a safe lodging, a holy rest, and peace at last. Amen.
Amen.
Every blessing and all tuned into Horizons this day. And just to remind you, maybe this week, get a look to the Diocesan website and especially see that video and that talk by Father Cremin. Every blessing.
Every blessing. Thank you very much for coming on Horizons, Bishop Ray Brown. This is Beth Nielsen Chapman. I find your love.
I'll catch your smile on someone's face, your whisper in the wind's embrace, through diamond stars and songs and dreams. I find your love in sun, the sky, the rolling sea, all conspire to comfort me from sorrow's edge. Life's beauty seems to find your love in apart. catch your smile on someone's face. Amazing grace.
After the break, we speak to two young Kerry missionaries about their work abroad.